You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on some music. And guess whose music I'm going to put on?
I can't guess. I can't imagine.
Well, you'll see in a second if I can get this thing up here.
Is that the drone choir?
This is Book and Gaze.
Uh-huh.
What's that, Ellen?
I was just looking at the video as you were playing that and wondered if that was part of the performance.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
So are you going to bring in our guest?
I am.
Okay.
Aaron Dyer is
Book
here.
And Gaze, and now we have half of them here.
We do say Buke.
Buke?
Which half are you?
I'm the woman half. I'm one half.
Okay.
You're Buke?
Yeah, I play the Buke.
Ellen was very concerned about what Buke and Gaze referred to, and I told her they refer to your invented instruments.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The Buke was originally a baritone ukulele, ukulele, Buke, whatever you want to say, I guess. And then the Gaze is a guitar bass hybrid.
Got that, Ellen? You hip to that? What's the matter?
Sure, I'm hip. I'm having trouble hearing properly again.
Did you switch your earphones?
Okay. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, let's see here. You got it. I did bring
That's
a couple
better.
Of songs.
Thank you. Thank you. Good.
A couple of new things that Aaron and I have been working on.
That's right. Did you know the other member of her band is called Aaron also?
Mm-hmm.
Is it A-A-R-O-N?
No, he's just A-R-O-N.
So how did your drone choir go last week?
It went really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it, but I've seen the drone choir in one of its earlier versions.
Yeah, this was a different
one. Was this all women singing again?
It was all women this time, yes.
Bummer, and I missed it.
Mm-hmm. super bummer. But it's the third one that I've done, mm-hmm. and they've all been unique. And this time I had 8 vocalists, and there were movement instructions. So the vocalists moved throughout the room around the
So you choreographed
audience.
It as well as designed it? I mean, you designed the whole thing?
Yeah.
Hmm. And Ellen has always been very interested in drone music, mostly because she can't figure out what it must be.
Well, I can imagine.
Do you
I
have
think
a,
of bees.
Do you have a thing I could plug into?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe she could lead us in a little drone music.
Yeah, if I can take that guy. Yeah, can it reach? Oh, please.
We have technical things we have to attend to here.
Yep.
I have a little bit of the drone choir from
oh cool
from oh,
this
wonderful.
Last time actually I can play some of that, but give me a second because I gotta find it.
Okay,
there it is.
Have you ever included the train horn in your
actually in the album that you were just playing music from? Aaron and I were working down in the basilica at the in the space where Kite's Nest is now,
right? Mm-hmm.
So we had the train right next to us, and there's actually train horns in the recording. I think, actually, there's train horns in the recording that you were playing. Did
same train.
Yeah, same train.
Same train.
Yeah, same horn.
So you recorded it in that facility.
Yep.
Where do you record now?
Right now, Aaron and I are in the second ward on 3rd and Robinson.
Oh, and you record yourselves in your little studio there? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have a studio in the building?
We have a room, and we've created a studio within that room.
Great.
Yeah.
Meaning
it's really nice.
We're hyper portable.
Were you in the 24-hour drone at Basilica?
Yep.
Both
this
times.
Last year.
Both times.
Yeah.
Worth going to.
I did the first time.
You did? Did you fall asleep?
No. I was wide awake. I didn't stay the whole time. I went, left, came back. But I did see the drone choir.
I was at the one where we were... doing this production about Lincoln's funeral,
mm-hmm.
and Brian Dewan
mm-hmm.
Did something about I can't.
So you droned?
I didn't drone. I just sat and listened carefully to Brian. Brian Dewan did not drone.
Hmm.
He was reciting. I can't think what it was. Lincoln portrait.
Right.
Yeah.
Aaron Copland. The prologue.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how does drone relate to the Book and Gace music? I mean,
it doesn't.
Just a separate interest of yours?
It's just something
just like
different that I've been working
I
on.
I saw you perform with Bobby Previtt once, and that's kind of a separate thing too, right?
Totally.
You're interested in sound.
I sing, and I play music, and I make music. Yeah.
What did you do with Bobby Previtt?
Actually, I sang with his Bitches Brew.
Mm-hmm.
At Helsinki. Miles Davis, Bitches Brew.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I saw that too. You think of yourself primarily as a singer?
Musician.
Musician, generally, yeah. The Bitches Brew was sort of, I guess, not really scat singing, but it was syllables, right? I mean, you weren't using discernible words.
Yeah, I wasn't singing words. I was just using my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't scat. Not that there's anything wrong with scat, but not for me.
Yeah. So do you play with other bands at all ever?
I've played with other musicians.
Yeah.
We've been in other bands.
Yeah.
What is your primary instrument? The
voice.
Ukulele?
No.
The voice.
Voice and guitar.
I became a fan, Ellen, when I saw them perform at the Second Ward Foundation once.
Uh-huh.
On a bill with Basinski, of all people. And who was the middle act? I forgot who the middle act was. There was another act. Or you were the first or second. In any case.
I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's not good.
No.
Not memorable, perhaps.
Anyway, you're going to give us some of your drone stuff?
Sure. Do you want to, I don't know, I got to find a good place to start it. But
okay.
You have to talk directly into that.
There we go.
Thank you. something to note about this is that none of the vocalists had ever heard the whole piece altogether. They'd only heard their part. Singular part. So, and we had never rehearsed together.
Was that by design?
Yes.
This is last week? This is
yes.
The part?
Oh, so okay. This is our very first time going through it together.
Wow. So what did you think of the acoustics at CR10?
They were great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so everybody had their part. You had rehearsed separately with each person?
No.
Oh, you just gave them their part?
Yep.
And were they all able, I mean, they all read music so that they could?
No.
No?
They got a recording.
Oh.
They got a recording of my voice singing their part and giving them instructions as to how to move, which was basically step forward. Take two steps forward, mm-hmm. find to the person singing your part and sing to them, go to anywhere in the room,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
So who, when, go ahead, Ellen.
I can't remember what I was going to ask. Rescue me.
Okay.
I can't remember.
So where does a musical performance like that find its sort of precedent, its inspiration? Or, I mean, are there other drone performers who influenced that kind of thing, or just?
Well, I was originally inspired just by creating something for the first drone festival mm-hmm. that I was invited to do.
What did it, when someone said, "Do you want to participate in the drone festival?" Did you say, "Well, I don't drone," or did you say, "No, I can drone"?
I said, "Yes, I want to, I want to participate. I'll figure something out."
Oh, okay. And what did drone mean to you at that point? Did it just mean something that is a
long and sustained,
okay.
Something that takes patience to listen to. Not a lot of patience, but just something that, yeah, something that's enjoyable and long term.
I think it's that particular piece was really interesting. There's a lot of sort of tension in it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like, get out of here. This is my my place, and you're, you know, about to interfere.
How so?
I don't know. It's something.
What you just heard?
Ellen has a very active imagination.
the tension between the two notes, or maybe there are more than two notes going on at once.
There's more than two, for mm-hmm. sure. There's at least four.
It takes, like, really concentration to know.
I guess some listeners of drum music wonder, you said enjoy it. I mean, you said enjoyment was part of your goal.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Personally.
Right. So, drone doesn't always have to be thought of as sheer endurance. Which
no.
Sometimes it does seem that way.
It seems like that. I guess
I don't mean yours, but.
Yeah, no. I understand what you're saying. I don't think that there's a limit or a exact mm-hmm. description of it. For me, it would be something pleasurable to listen to mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yeah.
I thought it was pleasurable to listen to. Saying that there was tension there doesn't mean, I don't mean between the singers, but
just wondering where it's going to go next.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
So when they're given their part, is there a piece of sheet music with the notes?
No, they just listen to it.
Oh, they just listen to it, so they don't get something they can practice from.
They can practice by listening to it.
By listening to it, but not by looking at a piece of music.
Correct.
Think of all those little children who take a guitar and listen to 45, well, 45s, who listens to 45s anymore, and just imitate it, you know?
I learned how to play the ukulele by listening to, what was his name, Arthur somebody who
Arthur
was on
Godfrey?
The radio. Arthur Godfrey.
Don't ask me how I know that, because it dates me as well.
anyway, that's what happened.
He was one of the greats, Aaron. One of the great ukuleleists.
I don't play ukulele. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I know.
Yeah, it became very fashionable at a certain point. But I love that piece. I want to hear more.
I was thinking of putting it up on my website, but I haven't done it yet.
Do you have a separate website from your Book and Gase website?
Yeah.
Oh.
Miss Aaron, MISSARONE.com.
Okay.
Now, did you start the
Buchengase,
did you start the group?
I started it with my friend Aaron. We started it.
Aaron and Aaron.
Yeah. We're actually going to change the name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because? Just to reinvent yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You're going to announce it today? This could be a
news
flash.
This might be. I don't know. I'm going to see if Aaron texts me and tells me, no. But we're definitely changing it. Maybe I won't say now.
You don't like it?
Not at all.
You never liked it?
No. It was out of necessity. We started playing in 2007. We got a show. We were hustling to find out what we were going to call ourselves or how we were going to put it on the flyer. We're just like, we couldn't figure something out. So we're just like, oh, just call it The Instruments. And that stuck for a little too long.
Yeah. But. I guess in the past that would have been a big deal, you know, when you were part of a big, if you had been part of a big record label or something.
Yeah.
But now people are like, musicians switch bands all the time and play with each other. They have different incarnations. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. So
yeah,
much.
It doesn't really.
And I'm sure anybody who's a fan will know.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose fans.
It's going to be one of our song titles.
Oh.
Well, that's a hint.
Hit up.
No.
Speaking of which, Ellen, I'll play that at some point. It's one of my favorites.
Hiccup.
Yeah.
Hiccup.
Are you tired of that song?
I'm not, no. But I have new stuff, if you want to hear
Yeah,
it.
Sure. Let's hear a new piece.
Okay.
To come back, but I'm on day two.
Nice.
So how many musicians were involved in this?
Two.
And what else?
Loops?
Well, no, Aaron has... Aaron started using triggers on his kick drum pedal. So instead of having just a kick drum, now we have... We can put any number of sounds behind his...
One kick.
Kick, yeah.
Wow.
So he typically puts some kind of a pattern on there, and we kind of work around that.
So when you guys are in your studio composing a new song, you both work on lyrics, or are they mainly your purview?
They're all me.
They're all you?
Yeah. Sometimes Aaron says something, but pretty rarely.
You used words?
Yeah, there were words in there.
You didn't hear it, Ellen?
I heard the words. I could not recognize the words.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm humble. Yeah.
That's all right. I mean...
It's not really that, is it?
No, people don't pay as much attention to words in songs as they used to.
I don't know if that's true. I think everybody's a little bit different about that, but I do think that there's a lot more freedom with how you use your words. I mean, there's a lot of musicians that are singing specifically without words, making up sounds.
Sure.
Making
a
up wop, a language.
A wop, a doo-wop, a wop, lam, boom. Something like that. That sort of set it all off, you know, Ellen?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was in the 50s.
Right.
I'm sure there's other things that set it off, too.
I remember
but sure.
the 50s. Anyway.
You know, nonsense lyrics as well as lyrics. And
but you're Frank Sinatra, for example.
My Frank Sinatra?
You're Frank Sinatra.
Well, he is a personal friend, or was, I should say.
Used, you know. Recognizable.
Yeah, no,
I mean, you could understand the
but
words.
But you do realize this phenomenon called rock and roll happened.
Yes, yes, I do. I do. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge what's happening today.
Yeah.
And it's. Okay. Should I be trying to recognize them? I don't think so.
Well, we'll pass on that at this point. But so you're composing and you come up with lyrics. Does he start with a musical phrase or do you both?
No, what you heard is actually an improvisation with new vocals put over the top. So that's actually our process for this album. We improvised everything. We recorded it. And
then added vocals afterwards.
Basically.
So that was all you then, partly.
Yeah.
Wow.
All you partly?
I mean, all.
It was all me partly. It was half me.
Yeah.
And the other half was Aaron Sanchez.
So when's that going to be released?
I don't know. It's a good question. Working on that.
When was your last record?
Don't ask.
Oh, a long time ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Not that even matters.
Right. It shouldn't, right? Why does that matter?
Oh, man. Because it feels like forever, and it actually has been forever.
Do you feel, you feel the need to record that much? I mean.
I feel the need to put out music.
Right.
For sure.
So. It's not enough to just be performing music.
Correct.
Yeah. Because you can reach more.
You always want to be just trying new, making new.
Yeah. Which always, you know, I've heard you perform Hiccup a number of times, and I wonder at some point, well, I guess I wonder this all popular performers, at what point does it get kind of played out? Unless you're pretty quickly.
Pretty quick. Depends.
Yeah.
I mean, I love playing that. I love playing our music. I love playing all of our music. No matter how old it is, because I get a rush out of singing it. It feels good.
Do you change it much when you're performing it?
No, not too much.
Yeah.
I just get a rush out of the way
it
is.
This new record, you'll be able to... Well, I mean, since it was all improvisation, are you going to just recreate those improvisations? Or are you going to improvise and...
No, we'll probably play them. Maybe things will change in the process, but
this is all a prologue to the fact that they will be performing here locally, folks.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
On August 19th at the Half Moon with our buddies Aluchatistas, who hail from Asheville, North Carolina.
What's their name again?
Aluchatistas.
Aluchatistas.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. A-L-U-C-H-E Tista?
I think so.
Okay. What are they like?
They don't have vocals. My mom lovingly refers to the drummer as the naked drummer, Ryan, because he
likes to drum naked.
He's not naked.
Oh, but shirt. Shirtless.
Shirtless. That's fun. Anyways.
Right. He's ripped.
That's just fun. Anyways. Yeah. Shane and Ryan. I don't know. I don't know how to describe their music. Okay. It's really wild.
You should see some of the... do you get Ellen's email weekly?
Yeah.
So you've seen her descriptions of music, haven't you?
I have.
They're pretty incredible.
You write them?
No.
Oh, I thought you did, Ellen. You always told me you did.
You know.
Especially when you said like techno, glam, punk, retro, shady. I don't know what the hell it was.
I used to put quotes around it all to say, I didn't say this. Somebody else said this because I don't know this music. So I have to.
I see. I always thought it was you.
And then I realized that everybody else is lifting things out of the press release, and that's what the press release seems to be there for. I know it's. I mean, I'll take something out of the press release, and then I'll read Seth Rogovoy or Imbi or someone else, and
that might be the same person. Actually,
I think. Wait a minute. Sometimes. Those are the. They might. It might be. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think.
Do you guys write your own press releases?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's what everybody uses.
Yeah. It's lazy. I mean, not for you, for the people who are using them.
It's very lazy, but it would be very hard for me to describe music I'd never heard or.
Well, that's why you'd have to listen to it.
if description, or even if I listen to it. I'm not a music critic. I'm just.
I don't think you have to be a critic to describe it, I guess.
I guess I
not that
try.
I should talk, because I'm not very good at describing music either.
It's easier to describe music than visual arts.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
No. It's just a question of how the vocabulary for either, you know?
I suppose.
If you have a vocabulary for discussing music and a technical, I mean, it helps to have a technical knowledge too, I suppose.
Yeah.
Which I don't have, but, you know.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Describing sounds. How hard is that?
Not so hard.
And sometimes
I'm going to let you write the restaurant.
And sometimes when you can, you know, you can talk about the lyrics when there's lyrics, when there are lyrics, whether you can understand them or not, what they have to say, whether they're sad songs or happy songs or love songs or work songs.
Tom, stop.
Okay, sorry. I got carried away. You know I do.
Do you want to hear our classical piece?
Yes. That's a good play.
Just so tired of being down on myself. I go through these phases. So tired of being down on myself. I go through these.
Yeah. That was great. So you get down on yourself sometimes. You go through phases.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. Do you take his music, I mean, do you come up with the lyrics right then and there, or do you listen to it a bunch of times first?
Actually, that was one of the occasions where during the improvisation I was reading from my diary.
Oh. Oops.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a little self-revelation now and then. Don't get down on yourself.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Well, you know, I try to cheer people up. I don't know if they ever succeed, but
it's worth trying.
I wish I were, you know, could play music and entertain people. I'm going to get down on myself now.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. Stop it.
You do. You
what?
You play
what? Go ahead.
At that other radio program you have.
Oh, I play music.
Yeah.
That's not really the same thing as performing.
Oh, I see.
Actually, this, you know, I couldn't perform. I'd hate it.
You're kind of performing right
now. I am kind of performing.
You would?
No, I can perform with words, but I cannot perform with, like, music and being in front of people. I mean, there's just three of us in here, but I could never do that in front of people.
I think I'm better on a stage than in
really?
A situation like this.
Yeah, it seems. I believe that because you seem a little nervous. Not
yeah.
nervous, but a little awkward.
I'm super nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
No one's
listening.
I don't
know why.
Don't worry. Are these the first? Have we been given the honor of premiering these songs?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. What's its name besides being the classical one?
That was called I Get Down. I don't know. The titles might change. We're still working on stuff. But the one before that was called Derby.
Derby.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
Thank you.
Stuff. Look, I don't mean to demean it by calling it stuff.
I appreciate that, but thanks. It's a cool.
When you're singing, do you electronically distort your voice?
When I'm performing?
Yeah.
I affect my voice live, yes. And then in the recording, we affect it as well. Sometimes. In ways.
Mysterious.
Sort of.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It depends.
Yeah.
You can't give away trade secrets.
No, I don't mean to... as a big secret. I just meant, you know, does it happen while you're performing or is it something you introduce afterwards? That's really what I was going for. But you're saying both sometimes.
Yeah, both either. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're improvising, I play around with effects on my voice all the time. Most of the time.
So do you guys actually treat it like a job where you go to the studio every day? And
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day?
Almost every day. We've been slowing down a little bit because we've made a lot of progress. But, yeah, we still go in on a pretty regular basis, work for, like, 6 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you perform?
Well, we're going to perform at Half Moon.
I do.
But we're also, before that, we're going to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and we're going to perform at this festival called Eau Claire. The train's coming.
Mm.
It's right there.
I wish we could affect that
coming.
Sometimes.
What, make it louder?
Yeah, sure.
You want to distort it?
It's our little
put
sound
a delay.
Effect.
We don't usually get two during one show like that, do we, Ellen?
Sometimes we get it going and coming and going and coming.
It's a nice effect.
Yeah. We like it. We're fond of it.
So once you have this album all wrapped up and ready to go, do you then decide to back it up with a tour?
Hopefully.
And
yeah.
do you arrange that yourself, or do you have somebody who does that for you?
We're working on that. If there are any
potential
really
agents
fantastic booking agents. Yeah, we need one for the States.
You have one for Europe?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We worked with him for a really long time. He's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you go to Europe often?
We had when we were in a touring cycle, but we're not really in a touring cycle yet.
So we've had enough musicians in here to learn that it's a different economic situation for musicians these days than it's ever been before.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to perform more if you want to make a living at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then back that up with CDs, right? Or no, I mean, both or well, either? Or?
I mean, in order to go on tour, you need to have an album, basically, because otherwise nobody's going to give you any publicity and get people to your show. And then nobody's really buying albums. Well, some people are. They're mostly buying downloads. So,
Is that distributed?
That's not really, you know, supportive as supportive as it had been. For sure.
Is it distributed properly? I mean, fairly? Downloads? I mean, your cut of that kind of thing?
I'm not sure how how exactly it works, but from what I know, musicians are still getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
Probably more than before. Because there's, there's a lot
It's hard to monitor.
It's hard. Well, it's not actually that difficult to monitor, but it's really easy to just get a free download online. So why even listen to it? I mean, most people, I think, are streaming too.
Now, that theoretically is supposed to pay also, right? I mean, like Spotify.
Theoretically.
But it's like pennies.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet
you have to be on a playlist.
Right. And yet you persist.
Yeah.
You prevail.
It's called insanity. I'm pretty sure you keep doing the same thing over and over again, wanting different results. Dang.
Well, Ellen.
This has been fun.
I don't think it's been fun for Erin. She looks very nervous still.
It's okay. I've calmed down a little bit.
Down? Good. Okay.
Do you say that after every show, though?
What?
This has been fun.
No, I don't.
Usually she's mad at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I hog the show.
Oh.
And give her a hard time when she reads her stuff.
He hogs the show, not all the time. Just when it's something I really wanted to do. After I spend all that time booking the show.
Is there anything you really want to do right now?
Right now?
Yep. Hold your mouth. Hold your mouth, Tom.
You mean, what do I want to do on the show?
Yeah.
I have a whole basket full of ideas, but nothing right at the moment.
See what happened there? I listened to you. I held my tongue.
Good job.
Dead air.
Oh, please.
I just fill up space. Visually, orally, you name it.
We used to do better when we had the the virtual cocktail lounge.
Well, we both have had problems that way, you know. And I just got the news to, you know, cut back from my doctor.
The virtual cocktail lounge? Yeah. Was it a Sonic cocktail lounge?
It was, but
I missed this?
Yeah.
You don't have it on right now?
No, we got rid of the sound effect.
I love that.
Ice clinking
what
in
a
glass.
Good idea.
No.
It was.
And we offered drinks to our visitors.
Yeah, it would have calmed you down.
How about a virtual cafe?
No, we don't need coffee.
Okay.
That just gets people all...
It's kind of too late in the day, right?
Yeah, right. That's another thing.
Never
I had
too
to,
late.
It's another thing she told me to stop.
Coffee?
No, not all cup, but definitely coffee after, you know, lunch time. I'm just being told to give up everything.
That sounds dismal and awful.
It's a dismal life.
If people told me I couldn't eat chocolate, I'd be, you know.
Apparently, you can snort it now.
See, but this is what happens when you go to
really?
That sounds good. When you go to a doctor who's also homeopathic.
Ah, well.
She's an MD. She's an MD.
You chose her.
She has an MD, but she's homeopathic, too.
Did your daughter help you choose a doctor?
No. No, I just went with whoever was available at CMH over there.
I think your daughter should become a gerontologist.
She's thinking of that.
Is she?
Yeah, going into geriatrics, yeah.
I think there's a great need because people are living longer now.
Mm-hmm. Speaking for yourself, Ellen?
Excuse me?
Well, your family all lives until, 110?
No.
90. Oh, 90. That's chopped liver.
Well, it's not 110. That's 20 years longer.
I know. Everybody in my family is like it's dead by my age already.
No. Really?
Two of them. Three of them. My father, two of my brothers.
Uh-oh.
You betcha.
Well, but now help is on the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, they all, you know, led decadent lives. Well, they smoked, they drank, they did all the stuff that you're not supposed to do anymore. Do you smoke, Aaron?
No. Good.
I don't either. Do you drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to answer these questions.
Aaron, where did you go to school? Or did you study music?
I went to an arts high school. And then after that, I did like a semester at this musician's technical college for music business, which I dropped out of. And that was it.
So that you're...
I'm a dropout.
You're
from the Midwest. From the Midwest.
Yes.
A Midwestern dropout, Ellen.
Where from?
Minnesota.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Are there music schools in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Just checking. Sure. Just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't seek them out. You didn't.
No, I wanted to go to Berkeley, but it was too expensive, and I didn't want to go in debt for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Smart move.
Yeah.
Where'd you first get together with Aaron?
In New York in 2000.
In 2000.
Yeah.
16 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, were you 12?
I met him like right when I moved there, pretty much. Probably a month after I moved there.
Wow.
Maybe not even. Anyways, yeah.
Wow. 16 years you've been playing music together. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a very long time. I know him very well.
Secrets?
No. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, Ellen, I think we're going to wrap this up with another song. You have anything new or you want to play something old?
Did you play Hiccup?
Would you mind if I played Hiccup?
Go ahead. Do you want this back?
No, I don't need it. Thank you. But I had Hiccup all set up over here somewhere. Hold on a second. Because I've referred to it a number of times. Here we go. Oops. Oh.
Thank you.
unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut this a little bit short so we can play the 5 o'clock news. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Were you a Kate Bush fan when you were young?
No, actually.
Okay, just curious.
I didn't even know about her until
really?
I moved to Hudson.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've been talking to Erin Dyer, so she's going to be performing soon in Hudson.
We've been engrossed.